starfish moment. We've been...
I got... what time you got, Bill?
I don't have any idea.
We got about 2 minutes after you just left the stand. We're talking to Louis Armstrong right now, and as I was saying, Pops, this is our big moment. We've been waiting for it, and God love you. It's sure good to see you in Lansing, and Louis, we've enjoyed the show.
Thanks.
Now, let me give you a chance to say something.
Well, we have a lot of fun, a lot of people that appreciate what we're doing. You
we're
know,
talking about Louis' set at the Dells tonight. Now, Louis, where are you moving on to from here?
Well, we're playing tomorrow in Crookport.
Crookport, sure.
Yeah, we're playing that tomorrow, and then Peoria, and then playing Evanston. And then we're going to East St. Louis, too.
East St. Louis, Tulu.
Yeah.
So you got a match? Oh, Louis got one.
I got one.
Well, Pops, you look like you've been standing under a shower.
Well,
it's kind of hot up there?
Yeah, they say I was up there defrosting, you know.
You got your own built-in coil system. Well, Louis, the last time I think I saw you was in 1946, and of course you were a youngster in those days.
Yeah, well, I did know.
But I've got to admit that for an old-timer, you blow up a pretty mean trumpet.
Well, yeah, I love music.
You know, for 50, now it's about 45 years in the business, isn't it?
Well, about 42 years.
You got that?
Actually,
you got that first cornet back in about 1906 or something like that.
Way back, our state team and actually played.
That was at the Waste Home in New Orleans, wasn't it?
New Orleans, yeah.
And as I understand it, this is kind of an interesting sidelight. Louis got himself a cap pistol or something and let her go.
Yeah.
One night in New Orleans, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're celebrating New Orleans, you know, and you got an old shotgun or old pistol or something, you get out in the back door and shoot it off the street. But if they catch you, you know, you got to pay a fine.
Well, that was an unfortunate thing, but at the same time,
I had my father's old pistol there. I kept finding it all the week. And New Year's Eve, I had that big old pistol, and a guy come up the street shooting a little old cap pistol. See, I seen in front of him. So they say, get him, Sashmore, and I say, shook the whole building.
Well, Louis, we're happy that you did that because it was at the Way Summit. Somebody handed you a cornet, and as a consequence...
Yeah, at first, I was a bugle boy.
You started playing a bugle?
Yeah, I blew all the bugles for the whole institution. They drilled by the bugle and everything.
And as a consequence, Papa Jazz today, number one man,
but they couldn't eat
anything.
They couldn't eat until I blew that horn, man.
You are a most important man.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Louis, now this has nothing to do with you and the Waste Home, but I used to blow a bugle myself.
Yeah.
And I can say that. They didn't eat until I blew.
Yeah.
But there are always about 10 or 12 guys standing around making sure that I blew at the right time.
Yeah, they run me all over the yard.
Well, Louis, you've played all over the world. You've met kings and princes, and you've met some common guys, and,
I met a lot of cats.
What's your impression of... the state of the music business today?
They end up changing my estimation, and I wasn't fixed to play all that bop slop, you know.
You're still blowing the same sort of purebred jazz.
Yeah, never changed. There's always people that appreciate good music.
Well, like we were talking to Deemsy, he said it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
That's right.
That's pretty much the gospel.
You can play Cavalier Ruscano if you can swing, you know.
That's right.
You express yourself. It's the way you phrase it. Just like singing. I was talking to the trumpeter up. The trumpet player out here. Say, you don't know how to improvise. I say, well, all you got to do is think of you singing in a quartet. And if somebody's playing a lead on a trumpet, you just play the second to every lead, every note he hit. The same as if you're singing a duet. Say, you never thought of it that way. But that's the only way to look at it. And I played with King Out, every note he hit, I always had a second to it.
Well, you know, Louis, I've heard it said, I wanted to get it from you, that back in the old, not the Apex in Chicago, but when you and King Joe were playing in the early days in Chicago, that when you'd go through something, somebody else would be taking a course, and Joe Oliver would lean over, and he'd say, Louis, this is what we're going to try this next one.
He wouldn't say nothing. He'd just make the riff on his horn real faintly to me, and he'd start back and playing the regular tune, and by the time he got to the break, I had the duet all figured out, and they didn't say I was to do it.
Well, that is amazing.
That's because I live Joe Oliver. That's why. It was easy for me to do it. I believed in the man, and he taught us how to play the horn right. He's the first one told me to play a lot of lead. Don't worry about a whole lot of notes.
Well, Louis, I was going to ask you, number one man in your book might well then be Joe King Oliver.
I think so, yeah. Most of your five-part brass and creations and things right today came from Joe Oliver. He was a creator.
Well, look at Zippermouth. There's one.
That's right.
And you could go on and give us probably West End Blues, another one.
Sure.
Now, you know, this is getting off the subject a little bit, but West End Blues, Louis, you're West End Blues has always seemed jazz to me. It always seemed to say, this is...
He expressed something for Joe Roy.
Well, you left Joe in, what was it, 26 or 27, moved on across the street?
No, well, yeah, about around 26. I went over to Sunset with Joe Mazur.
The Sunset Cafe.
Yeah, that's my manager now, Joe Mazur. Cal Dickinson had the band over there. So he figured, well, you can't play on the Joe all your life.
Well, as a matter of fact, there were two or three, didn't Lil and Baby Dodds and Joe himself think that it might be a good time for you to make the move?
Well, I wasn't with them. I was with Lil, and she thought it was a good move for to go on my own for a change.
And then after that, you went into New York, and you were with a lot of Fletcher Henderson
bands for a while. I played third trumpet in Fletcher's band. And we jumped from third to be at the high note for the first year, man.
Talking about cats as we were a minute ago, you were with that cat, Henry the Red Allen.
Yeah.
And there's another one.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Definitely qualify as a cat.
He's my band, a long time.
And Coleman Hawkins was another youngster in the
Fletcher
Henderson organization.
It's funny thing about Red Allen. He must stay in my band about 5 years. And every intermission, we would take one intermission.
Yeah.
And every intermission, when he got off the stand, he took one of my handkerchiefs and he'd take it home. And after this one day, he invited me to dinner. And he had a whole steamer trunk full of my
handkerchiefs. Well, he's the womp womp guy.
Yeah, he's
right, always coming home with womp womp
for the life, you know.
Well, then after that, it's pretty much modern-day history. Louis and his All-Stars came on in 46. Of course, we're taking a big jump from Fletcher Henderson to the 46 All-Stars.
Well,
between
that
was Europe and around the world. And
well, yeah, I had big bands and played with small ones.
Now, that's the point. Which do you prefer, a great big outfit or...
Well, it don't make any difference to me. I play my horn. I always dress myself to play with anybody and any amount. That's the way you have to play. You make your playing flexible so you won't be handicapped. I can't play with this band. I can't play with anybody.
Louis, do you think you sing pretty much the way you blow, or do you blow pretty much the way you sing?
About the same, yeah.
In other words, the expression is
about the same. You can express yourself with the horn and singing the same riffs. That's why when I make a riff, it's right in tune with notes and chords and everything.
Well, there's just one more thing. I was hoping that you might, if you wouldn't mind, give us a rundown. Now, this is going to take a little thought on your part, but a rundown on... what your conception of your all-star band might be. I mean, let's take trumpet.
Well, I don't do that.
You won't do it.
No, you leave out some fellas and they take what I say
and
they
carry
a little too far. So I leave that up to the public.
Well, okay, let's skip that. Let's talk finally about, this gal, Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm bringing Ella up is because she was a gal that was always influenced by Louis. She sings the way you do. And she sings real well, mentally.
Oh, you tell it
like,
me.
Like Louis sings real well.
She's not fair.
And this, I want the Frim Fram sauce with the Shafipa on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, we still enjoy that for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And incidentally, you've got a gal, Velma Middleton, up there who does a real good job.
Oh, yeah, we do a lot of comical numbers together. That was a good showman.
Yeah, she sure is. Well, the same might be said for Papa Jazz Louis Armstrong. Yeah. Louis, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. And God love you. I hope you're around for another 250 more years.
Well, I got 100 to go in.
Well, Louis, speaking for everybody out here at the club, that is Club 1320, and the Lansing folks, we've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We hope we'll see you back real soon. And put it there.
Thank you.
God love you, Louis Armstrong. I hope you've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed listening to it, and we certainly enjoyed talking to Louis last night. The problem becomes how to get out of it now. I think we might as well just leave it real simply by quoting, I think, a couple of pretty succinct observations made by some of Louis' friends in the music business who know the man who know music and can probably express what their admiration of Louis much better than I. Sidney Bechet, when asked about this man, Louis Armstrong, had just one word in his comment, and that was mad. While Bill Davidson said, there is no other. Bonnie Bigard, who's with Louis right now, said, I just think he's the greatest trumpet player that ever lived. Dirk Murphy, I've never heard Louis play without wishing I were in the ensemble. Omer Simeon, with due respect to King Oliver and others who played fine horn, I think Louis is the greatest instrumentalist and performer of them all. Red Allen, year after year, still tops with me, my man, Womp. Pops Foster said they don't come any better than Louis. Sidney DeParis, he's got it, man. George Whitling. I'd like to have time to think it over and say something great, but whatever I'd say would be in praise. Lou Waters. Louis' playing and singing has been the most original and outstanding happenings in jazz for 50 years. Edmund Hall.
Louis was and is the inspiration for all jazz trumpet players. Hot Lips Page says the greatest. Jimmy Archie says, compare Louis with the fox and the hounds. The hounds always try to catch the fox, but the fox is always ahead of them. So keep on trotting, Louis, on and on. Joe Sullivan, congratulations to my old friend from Chicago. Without him, my musical knowledge would have meant nothing. Benny Morton, what would we have done without Louis? Bob Scrooby, without a doubt, Louis is in a class by himself, which is borne out by the fact that although many have tried, no trumpet player has ever been able to successfully imitate Louis Armstrong. Frank Signorelli, keep going forever, Louis, lots of luck. Tony Spargo, he made the best king of the Zulos they ever had at the Mardi Gras. And Doc Evans said, the amazing thing about Pops to me is that year after year, he retains his wonderful creative ability and heart. Well, we'll add a period to that. Say thanks for listening. This is Club 1320. Jim's going to take off for a picnic. Bill Calhoun will be spinning the platters from now on until about 6. This has been a special Louis Armstrong thing, and our thanks again to Louis and to you.